Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_edu, and join our group, OIC, on LinkedIn. Today we're going to talk about choosing which option to buy. Now, of course, we're not going to tell you exactly which option to buy, but we want to spend a little time today providing some guidelines for investors to consider when making that all-important decision. But before we get started, though, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transaction. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide an investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic. We're joined by two Bill Ryans today. First, we've got Bill Ryan, who is Managing Director at NYSE Amex Options. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to be here.
Bill, tell us a little bit about your background in the industry.
Well, I've been involved in the options world about 25 years. Most of my time has been spent on an option trading and strategy desk. And now I work in business development, NYSE Amex Options, and I'm also an instructor for OIC.
Fantastic. You do a great job as an instructor. And you said about 25 years. I hear there's a rumor your wife thinks it's more than 25?
My wife thinks it's 30, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, besides Bill Ryan, New York, we've got Bill Ryan, OIC. Two Bills for the price of one today. We are very fortunate to have both. Bill, welcome, and tell us a little bit about your experiences in the industry.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I've been involved in the options industry about 25 years myself.
And what does your wife think?
She thinks I'm a pinhead. She thinks I'm an option geek, actually, to be honest.
Okay, that's good.
Actually, that's a
good thing.
Yeah, I'm an option geek. I fell in love with the product in the mid-80s, and I have an opportunity. I've got one of the best jobs in the industry. I get to talk to people about a product that I love, and I know it works 24/7, 365.
Amen to that, Bill. And you and your colleagues over there at the Investor Services Desk do a phenomenal job. So, for you listeners, we're very lucky to have both of our Bill Ryans with us today. Why don't we get started? Now, there are literally hundreds of thousands of listed options. So I guess we do have our work cut out for us today. How about if we talk about some of the key considerations to keep in mind when choosing about a call option to buy? Bill Ryan, New York, you want to get us started?
Sure thing, Joe. The first thing the investor needs to consider is the forecast for the underlying stock. That's the key. Again, I can't say enough, the stock is the key. And that forecast needs to include a price target and a time frame to reach that target. After you have that forecast for time and price, then you need to decide which option to buy. And one of the most important considerations is whether to buy the in-the-money, the at-the-money, or the out-of-the-money option.
Well, that's a great foundation to get us started, Bill. Now, you mentioned these three terms: in the money, at the money, and out of the money. OIC Bill, how about if you take us through those three terms?
Sure, Joe. In the money is when a call strike is below the price of the underlying stock. A put contract is in the money when the strike price is greater than or above the underlying stock. Out of the money call options have a strike price that is above the underlying stock price. A put option, on the other hand, is out of the money when its strike price is less than or below the underlying stock price. At the money is when a call or put option has a strike price that is the same as the underlying stock price. In the money, options have real or intrinsic value, whereas at the money or out of the money options do not. If a stock is trading at $24 a share, a $20 call would be in the money by $4 per share. This $4 is known as intrinsic value.
Beautifully delivered, Bill. I mean, a lot of information there. One of the beauties of these podcasts, you know, we have so much going on. You can hit the button, you know, rewind it and play it again. So you laid out a lot there. Well done. How about, you know, we've got these three types of options. How about if we put them into an example, Bill Ryan, New York, with this whole idea of an investor's forecast?
So, okay, Joe, let's start with an in-the-money example. We'll start with a stock trading at $25, and our forecast is for the stock to hit $35 in 60 days. Now, our forecast of $35 tells us that we have to buy a call with a strike price of less than $35, because with the stock at $35 at expiration, the $35 strike will have no value.
You're pretty bullish on this stock, huh?
Well, we're pretty bullish.
$10 in 60 days. Go, Bill.
$10, 60 days. But if we buy the $35, Joe, we're not going to make any money.
And why is that?
Because at expiration, that $35 strike price will have no value.
Okay.
So we look now at the in the money. So let's take a look at buying the $20 strike price. That's $5 in the money. So it's going to be priced at a minimum of $5. So let's say it's priced at $8. A $20 strike price plus an $8 premium means we have a break even of $28.
And why, you know, what about those three extra dollars? What's that all about?
That three extra dollars, that's time value. We have $5 intrinsic value, $3 of time value.
Okay, excellent.
But the important thing here is the break even of 28. Above 28, that's where we begin to make money. And the profit potential is unlimited above that break even until expiration.
That's one of the beauties of options, right?
Absolutely. Now, if that stock hits our target price of 35 at expiration, the $20 call would be worth 15. That's the real or intrinsic value, $15. Less the $8 that we paid, we have a profit of 7.
Okay.
Now, let's not forget, we can lose the entire $8 if we're wrong in our forecast. And somewhere between 20 and 28, we may lose some of our capital.
Now, that never happened to you. You lost all your capital, right?
Never happened, Joe.
How about you, Bill OIC? You ever lose all your capital on an option trade? The answer's no. Let's move on. How about if we, you know, Bill outlined that in the money beautifully. How about if we go with the at the money? Go for it.
And if the stock is trading at $25 per share, an at-the-money strike would naturally be $25. When we talk about at-the-money, it's generally understood that it's the strike price that is closest to the underlying security. In our example, this $25 call might be trading at about $5. Since the stock is trading right at the strike price of $25, this contract would not have any intrinsic or in-the-money value. This $25 call trading at $5 tells us that our break-even is the strike price of $25 plus the $5 premium paid, or $30. We need that stock to be above $30 at expiration to be assured of making money.
Okay, again, well said, Bill. Now, we've got in the money, at the money, and out of the money. So we've got three, but we've only got two Bill Ryans. We got out of the money. Who wants to take out of the money?
I'll take the out of the monies. Let's look at a $30 strike. That's out of the money, and it may be trading around $1. And because it's trading at $1, that means our break-even is $31. That's the $30 strike price plus that $1 premium. So we need $6, a $6 move, or almost 25% upward move in the stock to start making money. Anything less than that, and we would lose money.
Now, go ahead, Bill.
Now, being priced at $1 gives us leverage. We can buy a lot more options at $1 than we can with options priced at $8. But we need a greater move in the underlying stock and have a much higher break-even and therefore a much lower chance of being in the money at expiration.
That makes sense. So the strike price in relation to the stock price will determine whether an option is in the money, at the money, or out of the money. Are there other factors when considering which, you know, in our examples here, we're talking about calls. Any other factors, you know, in which call to buy?
Well, Joe, one of the things we have to do, as Bill mentioned, is we have to be correct in our forecast. Not only do we need to be correct in the upward forecast, but we also need to be correct in the time frame. When will this move occur? Bill mentioned a 60-day time frame. We have to have an options contract that is going to have an expiration date at or beyond 60 days. not only do we have to be correct as far as the direction and the time frame, we also have to be correct as far as the magnitude. How far up will that stock trade before expiration? Another consideration is the amount of capital you invest. In the money, at the money, and out of the money options will have different prices, and we should expect that their movement in relation to the underlying stock will be different as well. Bill also mentioned leverage. One of the things you have to remember is leverage works for you and against you. You can make a lot in a short period of time. On the other hand, you can lose a lot in a short period of time. It's important to remember that in, at, or out of the money options will have different break-even points. In most cases for call options, the deeper in the money the option is, the lower your break-even point will be. A lower break-even point doesn't guarantee success, but it improves your chances.
Okay. Again, an awful lot we're offering here to our listeners, a lot of terminology, but you guys are doing a good job, I think, explaining it very clearly. Now, OIC, Bill, you did talk about this whole idea of, you know, the consideration to time. What factors do we take into account when trying to figure out what month to buy? Bill, well, New York?
Well, Joe, there's other considerations, and one that everybody should look at is the corporate calendar. When do earnings come out? How about board elections? Now, we know earnings are going to affect the option price, so pay attention. When do earnings come out? And also look at board elections. You know, look at the possible overall market opinion. You know, market analysts predict short-term or long-term moves all the time. How about elections? How might they influence the stock price? Other factors to consider, the overall state of the world and international events. These are all things that you have to consider. You may decide that you want your options to expire before some event or after that event, because that event may push the market or the security in the direction that benefits you most.
Well, before we kind of wrap it up, would either of you like to pontificate on the status of, you know, world events at this point? Or are we going to pass on that?
I'll skip world events.
Okay. So I think, you know, we have covered an awful lot. Any final thoughts that either of you would like to offer?
Well, I think it's important that investors familiarize themselves with the break-even point calculation. In time, this will become second nature. The straightforward calculation can help the option trader choose which strike price to buy. Also, as an option buyer, the passage of time works against you. One way to minimize time decay is to buy in the money options.
And, you know, remember, Joe, too, that the trade has to match the forecast in both price and time. You know, you could be right on the price but wrong on the time, and you're not going to get the expected results.
That's the truth.
And also remember, in-the-money options have the least leverage but have the greatest possibility of being in the money at expiration, while the out-of-the-monies offer the greatest leverage but have the least possibility of being in the money at expiration. So remember to match the forecast to the trade.
You hit on that whole idea of the forecast to the underlying a few times, both bills. I mean, it is absolutely essential.
Stock is the key, Joe.
Well, guys, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank both Bill Ryan and Bill Ryan, New York and OIC, for their feedback and insights today. New York Bill is one of our OIC instructors, so be sure to check him out on the seminar circuit. Also, OIC Bill and his highly qualified colleagues are available to answer any of your options-related questions. Call Investor Services at 1-888-OPTIONS and ask for Bill, Joe, Darren, or Dave. Don't forget about our website, www.optionseducation.org. There are plenty of resources to help you get a better understanding of options. And if you have any comments or suggestions for the show, please email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. So you can join us at LinkedIn, like the OIC page on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.